Good morning to you all. We welcome you on this Labor Day weekend to the services here at Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you are here. And in our call to worship, I want to draw your attention. We've been reading through 2 Peter chapter 3 and looking at different themes, and we're coming down to the end of this particular chapter. And the last two verses say, "Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but rather grow in grace." Now here is the answer that Peter gives to those who would be perhaps slip off into error. He's talking to God's children here. He says, "Beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness." So how do I prevent that from happening? How do I keep myself? Grow in grace. Grace is God's answer to being susceptible and being deceived by wrongdoing, being deceived by error. It's growing in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He continues on, "and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Grow in grace and grow in knowledge. Those are the two things that we as believers in Christ are to be doing. I don't know about you, but because of all the busyness that is around us, it gets harder and harder to make sure you have your time in God's Word. You know, if you've got children, or you've got grandchildren, or you've got work, or you've got this and that, there's a lot of demands on your time. But I'm still to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's how I prevent myself from being deceived by error. And so what an encouragement it is to know that we have the source, and we have to exercise understanding, grow in the grace that He's given, grow in the knowledge that He's given, and that will keep us from falling into the error of the wicked and doing what God doesn't want us to do.